Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, our next guest is involved with a really fantastic project. It was actually put forward by the United Nations and really to try and combat the desertification of a region in Africa. But he also has a lot to say just on the wider issue of just greening our planet. The project is called The Great Green Wall. And with me in studio, I have Don Mullen, who's spokesman for the Society of African Missions. Don, good morning. Thanks for joining us on Spirit
Radio. Good morning, Wendy. I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about the work of the Society of African Missions and what they do.
Well, the Society of African Missions and their sister order, which is the Sisters of Our Lady of Apostles, OLA Sisters, they were founded by Bishop Melchior de Braziac about over 150 years ago. And so therefore, it's one of the oldest of the modern missionary movements in Ireland. And they have given immense service to Africa throughout that period. I mean, I estimated in the cemetery in Wilton, for example, in Cork, where many of the men are buried. A lot of them are buried in Africa as well. But in that cemetery alone, you probably have about 3,000 years of service. You know, if you take the accumulative years of service that each of those missionaries gave. So it's an extraordinary commitment. And they were part of a very exciting time and a very tumultuous time in Africa as well, where, you know, you had the emergence of a new church. Some of the stories that you get from the older missionaries, it reminds you of, you know, this period, of course, where, you know, we're in the resurrection period and you're coming towards, you know, the center of the Holy Spirit and that whole excitement of the new church emerging. And you hear stories very like that from all over Africa. And one of the things that I really loved in the stories I was told by many of them is that, you know, Nigerian people get a hard rap here sometimes in Ireland. Sometimes they're seen as being maybe a bit aggressive and stuff like that. Whereas you talk to all of the men who serve in Nigeria and they have nothing but good things to say about the generosity, the kindness, the humanity, the welcome of the Nigerian people. And it was really, really lovely to hear that perspective as well. Now, of course, you know, as is facing many people, or orders in the Western world, there is now a lack of occasions. I think that maybe some of the youngest of the European SMAs, it was founded originally in France, but even in Ireland, I think they're in their late 50s. So there's nobody really coming through. And so the society made a decision a number of years ago to welcome African people into the society. So you have actually African missionaries, but let's say someone from Nigeria, and you would have a lot of Nigerians who are members of the SMA, you know, they can join the SMA, but they have to do it as a missionary. So they don't serve in Nigeria, but they might be sent to one of the other countries, Senegal or Burkina Faso or perhaps South Africa, Egypt or whatever, some of the other places that the SMA serve in. The Irish province as well has made very important decisions on that. They want to see and encourage more lay people taking positions of leadership in the church. So they have Dimpna Mallon, who heads up the lay movement within the SMAs. And so a big part of that is trying to encourage lay people to become more actively involved.
And probably this initiative that you're talking to us about would be connected to that
idea. Without a doubt. And Dimpna will be playing a very, very important role in that. And I'll speak a little bit of that. And the other area was also in terms of justice and especially climate justice, because, again, many of these men have over 40, 50 years service in Africa. They've seen the climate change and they've also seen how global warming and desertification and how people then are forced to move and migrate and the conflicts and the difficulties that creates. And even, you know, we're seeing some of it as well, because a lot of the young African refugees who are trying to cross the Mediterranean to come to Europe, they're coming from the Sahel region, which the Great Green Wall is going to try and address.
In terms of then the Great Green Wall initiative, tell us a little bit about it, what it's going to mean and how people can get involved.
Well, as the United Nations describe it, this is about growing a world wonder. And what I love about the Great Green Wall is that it's an African initiative. So it's not some Western person who's concocted this idea and tried to bring it and impose it onto the African people. This is actually coming. It was a man called Thomas Sankara, who was the president of Burkina Faso in the mid-1980s, and he had this idea of creating a green wall. And he was assassinated, unfortunately, and it then kind of took a back seat. But Nigeria then took it up in 2005, and they brought it to the African Union, and the African Union formally adopted it as a project in 2007. And since then, they've brought in the United Nations, the World Bank, and different other institutions. And the idea is that it's going to traverse the continent, the entire width of the continent of Africa, starting in Senegal in the west and going as far as Djibouti in the east. 8,000 kilometers, 15 kilometers deep. So that's going to be an area of around 260,000 square kilometers.
And who will do the work? How will it
Well,
be done?
It's mainly the African people. I mean, Senegal is really taking the lead at the moment. I think somewhere between 15 and 20% has already been achieved. And remarkable things are being noticed in the greening of those areas. But again, like, a lot of women are pushing it. And in fact, the inspiration of the Laudato Tree project, which is an SMA project, you know, has come from two sources. One, Pope Francis's environmental encyclical, Laudato Si. And then there was a BBC documentary, 3.5 minutes, about the Great Green Wall. And it showed Senegalese women who were planting, I think it was about 12 million trees in Senegal. And they're singing songs. And one of the songs was Praise to the Trees. The trees will give you security, you know. And when I heard that, you know, I thought, wow, Praise to the Trees and Laudato Si. And then we come up with this idea of the Laudato Tree Project, particularly with a view to Pope Francis coming to Ireland later in the year.
So tell us about the Irish connection then.
So the Irish connection is that, again, this is all part of the SMA's commitment to environmental justice, climate justice. And so we've launched this project, and we have a four-part program, which we call the Family Tree Project, okay? The Family Tree Program. And it either can be done over 4 weeks or four sessions. And it's Dipna Malin who is the person who's really kind of come up with this idea. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea. And we take the tree as a metaphor, right? So you have the roots. So we explore, like, what are the roots of a family, you know? What's required to nourish both the roots of a tree and to nourish the family? And then you have the trunk, you know, the family itself and what makes the family strong and so on. And then you have the branches. And the branches, in a sense, are reaching out beyond the family, like to the family of our communities, the families of our cities, the family of the world. And what does that mean and how does that impact? And then the fourth dimension then is the fruit and the leaves on trees, you know, which help to feed other elements of creation, both in terms of, like, birds that come and either eat the fruit, or we eat the fruit as well, for example, or make their nests in the trees. And then, of course, you have, like, the leaves that come down and the nourishment they give to the ground then for the regeneration of the land and so on. So that's a really lovely thing. We're really looking for schools to get involved, particularly in the lead up to World Meeting of Families, but also beyond that as well. So if there's any schools, we would be delighted if they would get involved
with this. In terms of how Ireland is doing, John, in general, we aren't on track at all to meet our renewable energy targets, the 2020 targets. What's your thoughts on this?
No, well, and again, this is where the Laudato Tree project is very, very important. And, you know, there's the old saying about, you know, act locally, think globally. And so I think this fits this very, very well. And I think this is why the United Nations became very excited about our project. And so they've agreed to become partners with us, and we're partners with them. And they see exactly the sense of what we're about, because we can't just be about planting trees in Africa when we are being negligent ourselves. We are a signatory, along with 197 other countries in the world, to the Paris Accord. Sadly, President Trump has taken the United States out of that, but that makes it all the more reason why we need to redouble our efforts on that. But Ireland, in fact, is the worst performer in Europe. The Taoiseach went, as we know, about a month ago, and and gave his first address to the European Parliament. And he was very well received because he spoke a little bit of French, a little bit of German and so on. So it was a really good kind of profile in terms of his European credentials. And he was well received. But there was a Belgium MEP who actually called him out and said, like, Ireland is failing, you know, to meet its targets. And in fact, the Taoiseach responded by saying, yes, we are laggards. We need to do better. And we do need to do better, you know, and we need to take it seriously. So when we went recently with the United Nations to meet with the government, in fact, this day week, the United Nations came with a wonderful proposal. One of the things that I said, because I was a little bit worried, I felt that there were some people from civil servants who came with buckets of cold water to throw on it. And I actually became quite passionate about it. And I said, I can't believe we would even give up an opportunity like this. The United Nations is inviting Ireland as the Emerald Isle to take a leading role in helping Africa to develop the Great Green Wall, both in Europe and internationally. And they're asking for initially a million euro investment. From that, there will be 1 million trees, but also they want to create a huge youth movement right across the African continent, and also to create then bio-communities, like, because again, for the Great Green Wall, it's not just a wall of trees, it's going to be vegetation, it's going to be food, so it's going to create green jobs, it's going to create security for people, it's going to create, you know, places where people can really settle and make their lives. And hopefully it will also help to stem the flood of refugees who end up then making the very dangerous traverse across the Sahara Desert.
In terms of how people can get involved on or find out more, what's the best place for them to get more information?
Well, there is the SMA website, which is www.sma.ie, or they can write to us at laudato.tree@sma.ie. That's the two places, but I'm sure you can help put it up as well on your website and do that. But really, again, it's important to emphasize too, we want young people and schools and communities and parishes to get involved in the planting of trees as well. There was a great project done here with Cron and local people here in Bray. They planted, I think it was about 17,500 trees. And it was recently opened. I attended the opening of it. And so I think that, you know, Bray itself, well, not so much Bray, it's a neighbouring place, Shankill, you know, have given wonderful leadership in Ireland, and that needs to be replicated, you know. So we're hoping that schools might have a little corner, perhaps GAA clubs might have a little corner, or maybe around the perimeter of their fields or whatever, you know, religious communities, you know, or farmers perhaps could work with us in terms of planting the right type of trees to help us increase biodiversity and begin to meet
our targets. And another element to this, but we probably don't have time to talk about it today, is one hopes as we start to build many more houses that proper green infrastructure and biodiversity is insisted upon in
Absolutely.
Those plans,
as
has not been the case in many
countries. And social housing
jungles.
As well.
Yeah. Because,
and I think the government has abdicated its responsibility. We're leaving too much to the private sector.
It's been great to talk to you, Don. I've been chatting to Don Mullen, who's the spokesperson for the Society of African Missions, and he's been talking to us about a fantastic project called the Great Green Wall.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.